This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show. Now, here's Mr. Great Outdoors, Greg Wagner.
There you go, right there. Okay, Neil, you're my mentor in radio. Neil Nelkin says, me, Greg Wagner. Okay, that's enough. Thank you.
It's never enough with you.
I know. You're in charge of me, you know.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Says me, Greg Wagner, Great Outdoor Radio Show. That's what you're listening to here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network and then Fremont's Big Dog Country radio stations. Online, myboomerradio.com. That's where we're going to have a podcast right after the show, right after 10 o'clock, myboomerradio.com. I appreciate having my radio mentor, Neil Nelkin, here. I appreciate having my television mentor.
Oh, you're so kind.
Ross Jernstrom, everybody. Yeah. Oh. Everybody knows Raymond. Everybody knows Ross. It's that simple.
And I'm a boomer, let me tell you.
So am I.
I grew up in the 70s. I still listen to this radio station. Brings me back to my high school days and college days.
Same
here.
Love that music. Absolutely. Everybody, Ross Jernstrom. Long time, big time award winner, the Steve Pivovar Award for broadcasting. You probably need a separate room for all your trophies and plaques and everything else that you've won over the years. How many years in television broadcasting in the Omaha metro and surrounding area?
I started in November of 1979 in Omaha at KETV, and I can tell you the week that it happened.
You worked for Roseanne then?
Well, there was
a
show that Ted Koppel started, American Held Hostage. Mm-hmm. It was that week, which turned into Nightline, and that followed our newscast every night in the middle of November when I joined Channel 7. And that's how long ago that was.
Tell everybody about yourself if for some reason they don't know you. University of Nebraska Lincoln graduate, a Husker.
That's right. Broadcast journalism. I'm a graduate of Omaha West Side. I grew up in Omaha.
The Warriors, baby.
Oh, yeah. And our family lived on 84th Street, 84th and Hickory, Loveland. It was Arbor Heights back then, not the West Side Middle School, and then the West Side, and then the University of Nebraska at Lincoln. And then my first job was at KHAS-TV in Hastings. After I graduated, and I had interviewed with KETV, but they said I needed some experience. So they called me in November and said, can you come in? And we'd like you to be the weekend sports anchor. And that developed into an offer from John Clark, the news director.
Oh, we all love John Clark. Clarko.
In 1994,
gave me my start at TV.
Absolutely.
Be yourself, Greg.
And he said, hey, I've got an idea for a 30-minute special sports show on Sunday nights. At that time, nobody had an hour newscast on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. And 6 and 7 do now. And he said, hey, I want to do a show called Sunday Sports Extra. I'll let you put it together, whatever you think. And it was 1994. And if you remember what happened that year.
Oh, boy.
I tell you, the timing was perfect. Nebraska wins the national championship, the first one for
Warren Sapp on his knees.
Oh, yeah.
Corey Schlesinger in the run.
And I did that for 15 years until Dave Weber retired in 2009, and then I became the sports director at Channel 6.
You've had to deal with me since 1990. Well, I started at 6 at 91. Merlin,
yes.
Klaus, Dave Weber.
You know, I tell you what, it was almost television by appointment at 6:20 every Thursday night when you would do the outdoor report, and we'd gather people in the sports office at Channel 6, and we'd do the outdoor report, and we'd have props and all through the office.
Sue Beggarly Celine was one of the prop people. Good morning, Sue.
But we just had a terrific time, and people would tell me when I'd see them out there, they'd go, gosh, you guys have so much fun doing that. And I go, and what is Greg Wagner really like? And I said, just what you see on the air is what he's like in person.
And decades later, and lots of stories that we're going to share here.
Oh, we got a
various
bunch.
Outdoor adventures, fishing with prominent sports people.
Oh, yeah.
We had a great time.
People know that they're legends in our state that we went out with.
Oh, yes, big time. So do you have a story to share about or with Ross Jernstrom? Phone number, 402-553-1490. 402-553-1490. And a show being brought to you by the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. Rossi and I have been out there. And, of course, Stoicich House of Sausage. The Stoicich House of Sausage. And speaking of that, it's weather time. Stoicich House of Sausage bringing you the weather. Ken Stoicich, who always tells me, Rossi, he looks at various computer models. That scares me a little bit. I don't know what he's doing, but... you've got a park superintendent's dream forecast for us for the weekend.
Oh, gosh, yes. Gosh, what a beautiful day, isn't it? Just low humidity and just low 80s. This is the one we were waiting for all year. This is the weekend.
Go fish and not the card game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You like that?
Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
This is a grilling alert weekend like no other.
Oh, gosh,
Stoicich, yes. Stoicich House of Sausage, 24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor. Stoicich.com, the South O store just to the north of 24th and Vinton, 24th and Bancroft, and then the West store, as we call it, at 130th and Arbor, just to the north and east of 132nd and Center.
Yes, sir.
What are we slapping on the grill?
Let's get some nice pork chops or some ribs on there. Let's do a little pork.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
Rossi, we're going over to pick you up. What time, Ken? Where's your house again? 185th and Center.
You're welcome. I'll have everything done by 7. We'll be gone by 6, but you can be there by 7.
You laughing, Neil. We were going to pick you up, too. Neil Delkin, all right. So, weather looking pretty good. What about weather when we get into next week?
Got a beautiful few days ahead of us. We got Sunday is going to be beautiful, and then Monday and Tuesday. And Tuesday night, little chance of rain, not much. And then Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday comes back into a little bit more of the summertime.
Yes. Well, it's late August in Nebraska. What do you want?
Yeah, the roller coaster continues. Yeah.
What's your daytime high today going to be?
Just about 86.
Perfect. We'll take that. Oh, yeah. Stay in the 80s.
Homie
Rossi, we'll take that.
Beautiful.
And now we all, Rusty Lord, Bill Ranby, they all watch the dew points now, don't they, Ross?
The humidity is everything. I mowed the yard the other day.
Oh,
the humidity. I had to go in a few times just to take some refreshments.
Ken Stoicich, Stoicich House with Sausage. How about a grilling tip or two? What do you say?
Well, get out there and, let's see. I always like to make sure that my fire is on one side of the grill. I always use lump charcoal, so it's always on one side so I can sear and then cook on the other side. You just don't want to keep it on that high heat all the time. You're just going to dry it all out and be a little bit tough to eat. But if you just sear it on that one side, put it on the other side and let it cook, put down that lid and let it cook for a few minutes, my gosh, you got juicy, tender, everything.
4 o'clock? Was the time to beat your house?
Yes, I should be gone by 3.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Excuse me. Frog in the throat there. Ken Stoicich. Stoicich House of Sausage.
Well, appreciate you. It's the bullfrog week.
Yes, I was going to mention that. Bullfrog season opened at 12:01 a.m. We have talked about bullfrogs, and it's among the live creatures I have brought in the TV studio at Channel 6, correct?
Yes, many of our female anchors have jumped out of their chairs a few times when
Mallory
you brought
Bolton.
Those in.
Greggy, I love you, but don't get near me with those critters.
You bet.
It was just kind of how it was. So, yes, bullfrog season is on here in eastern Nebraska. There you go. Thank you, Ken Stoicich.
Thank you, sir.
Stoicich House of Sausage.
Good to see you, Ken.
Good to see you, Jim.
24th and Bancroft, 130th and Arbor, Stoicich.com. By the way, the meat supply, everything looking pretty good?
Looking real good.
Okay.
Looking real good.
Plenty of everything?
A few outages here and there. For some reason, there's no chicken livers in this town.
That's because, you know why? Because the cat fishermen are using them. Half-frozen chicken livers.
And they're looking for them, too.
I know they are. They're coming in. We probably should give the hours for both of your locations and a phone number.
Down south, we're open until 5:30 today, and out west, we're open until 6. And give me a call at 341-7260.
All right, thank you. There you go. Now I can turn you loose.
Thank you.
Try to get you some. You want some frog legs?
They're always good.
They are, actually. Yeah. I'll try. I'm a little slow. They're a little fast, so we'll see.
Yes, they are.
I'll send Rossi in the swamp first, so there we go.
I went head first in the lake many times trying to get those little boogers.
Oh, we did, too, big time. They won 9 times out of 10. And if I did get one, I couldn't hold on to it. That's how it was.
That's the fun part.
Yep. Thank you, Ken Stoicich. Appreciate you. We're going to take our first time out on the Great Outdoor Radio Show. When we come back, Ross Jernstrom on the Great Outdoor Radio Show.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner. Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoicich with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoicich for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Quiet.
And we're back on the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog Country. MyBoomerRadio.com. 1 week from today on the Great Outdoor Radio Show, Irwin Bridgeford, Boomer Zone, Irwin Bridgeford, comes to the microphone. He makes his own fishing lures and gives them away. He's also a very avid outdoorsman, and he's a hoot. We're going to have him on the Great Outdoor Radio Show 1 week from today. Also want to recognize Nick Burris in the background, munching on Stoicich sandwiches. Nick, wave. Are you awake? He's awake. Nick Burris, everybody, in the background. Special guest today is Ross Jernstrom, a longtime award-winning TV sports director, reporter here in the area. He's told you a little bit about himself. What about your family?
Oh, I've got a great wife, Julie.
You married a Husker cheerleader.
Yeah, I was one of the lucky ones. My eyes were not on the field. They were on the sidelines at the Memorial Stadium.
True. Julie's a treasure.
No, but she asked me out. That's what people find hard to believe.
You had it going on. You got it going on.
I did. I was a lucky guy.
Julie Jernstrom. Wow. How many years have you been married?
40 years. We just celebrated.
Congratulations there. That's awesome.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. We were going to take a trip, but we're not traveling right now.
I can't travel. It's a strange time.
Yeah.
And teachers never really retire. Julie's a teacher.
Yeah, Julie.
And she is hanging up her spurs.
Yeah, she was 36 years in education. Last 22 years, she was a kindergarten teacher at Willowdale Elementary in the Millard Public Schools, and just loved it. Loved every day with those kids, and that's what she's going to miss the most, those kids. And, you know, Greg, one of the greatest rewards is when we're out together and people will recognize me in a restaurant or something, they'll come up and see her and go, I was in your first kindergarten class at St. Margaret Mary's back in 1979. Yeah, and then she also taught at Christ the King. And I can even remember our wedding. We had the kindergarten class. They all came to St.
Oh,
Martin
my
Mary's
gosh. How fun.
For the wedding. But then she substituted teaching for a while in Millard and then full-time teacher.
There you go.
She loves retirement right now. Really
good
enjoying
for her.
It.
She's earned it. Two children.
Yeah,
two kids.
Jay and Holly, my daughter Holly. She lives out in Denver, and she's a sculptor.
Wow.
Yeah, she attended an art college out in Denver. And then my son, Jay, he lives here in Omaha.
Who lives to fish.
Yeah, he loves
it's
fishing.
Shark Week, Jay.
He always loved going out fishing with you and Yover.
Oh, he was intense, man.
And you always loved giving him a pole or
yep.
something.
To, you betcha.
And the bait. And he
oh,
just,
he's serious.
He just really enjoyed
he
it.
He did well, too.
And he loves to this day, yeah.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time. You have a story to share about or with Ross Jernstrom? 402-553-1490. And I have a lot of people come up and ask how you and I came up with so much subject matter for all those years on Channel 6. And it was a collaborative effort. And the one thing I want to tell people is you had the feel for what people wanted to know, more so than I.
Well,
so I would piggyback off of that. You always had this feel like, nah, Greggy, let's move this direction. Or that's something that's experience is the best teacher.
Take, for instance, a football Saturday down in Lincoln. People drive down Interstate 80, Omaha to Lincoln. What's a great stop? Mahoney State Park.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember when we went in the lodge and we went through the dining room area to kind of show people what's there at Mahoney State Park. And you...
I was in the kitchen.
You went in the kitchen and you were
with
the cooks and everything. And
it was fun.
I came out and everybody goes, what's going on back there? But they loved it out there to see you.
We have had such fun runs. Couple things that quickly pop into mind is doing live weekly outdoor reports. That's what they were called at the College World Series, TD Ameritrade Park. We were at Rosenblatt, then at TD. And then also, as of late, we were at the golf event coordinated by friends of mine out in Elkhorn.
That's right, out at Indian Creek Golf Course. Well, to show everybody, we integrated all of Greg's reports wherever sports was going on, whether it be the College World Series, the Cox Classic, the Pinnacle Bank Golf Championship, you know, sometimes down at Nebraska football games, you'd enjoy us.
I'll never forget Chris Anderson. I think, was Chris SID?
Chris was the SID.
SID stepping in front of, Webbs goes ahead of me, in front of me saying, who are you? And I remember Webbs going, oh, he's the camera carrier. So it was so funny. And it's like, I'm not going to get on the field. But
those were the days.
Got on the field. I carried camera gear.
Those were the days when we had about 8 media passes and we could take all of our friends down there. And Mike McKnight always had some source from some law enforcement agency. He goes, I owe this guy. He gave me a big story. He goes, let me take him to my guy.
Oh, I remember Roger Hamer, great friends, Mike McKnight, you, Webbs, Murr. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
We had what I think was the best sports group ever in Omaha. Dave was the sports director. I hosted Sunday Sports Extra. John Chapman did the weekends, and Merlin Klaus was so knowledgeable about sports in the Omaha area. He was the producer for Webbs on his sportscast. And I'll tell you what, it was, and you know, it was just a lot of fun. All those years that we all spent together. I saw Chaps recently.
Well, I love John Chapman.
And I said, those were the best years. There was nothing like it. It was great for Omaha television.
No doubt about that. And right now, the weekly outdoor report is going with a great friend of mine. Thanks to him, is Von Jones at KETV Newswatch 7. And I'm with John Oakey. God help the willing and needy.
You know, John got John.
John's a sports guy, Texas A&M grad.
Yeah, he's an Aggie, and he came to Omaha, and he did the weekend sports. And I was so glad when he went to news because he was tough competition against us when he was at Channel 7.
It's fun rolling with him and KETV. Great Outdoors segment on 7. We roll at about 8:40 on Saturdays. That's NKTV.com.
Well, so your boss, Von Jones, is a great guy.
You kind of steered me toward that, too,
well,
for different reasons.
Well, Von is a great friend of mine.
Oh, Von Jones is another stellar individual.
I've known Von a long time, but he's a smart, just organized.
Great news director.
News director, knows news in Omaha, and you couldn't find a better boss.
Yep. And, you know, we should point out here, too, that even though your competitors or were competitors, like Andy Kindy is a great friend. He always asks about you, says, stay hi to Rossi if I don't see him.
Andy's a great guy. We had a little get-together after I left Channel 6, and Andy was there. And, you know, one of the great things about that evening, I can remember everybody, you know, came out of toast and when you're...
And I had a wedding reception, pandemic wedding reception. But, I couldn't be there.
But the best compliments come from your competitors.
Yep.
They know how tough you are, how good you are. And when you get a compliment from your competitor, then you know you're doing a pretty good job.
All right, we have a gentleman who wants to talk to you. And let's just go to him right now. This is Guy Gray, who wants to talk with Ross Jernstrom.
Hi, Guy.
Hey, Guy.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
We sure can.
Good job, Neil. Yes.
Yeah, I'm on an old phone, so Neil said that the audio wasn't the greatest. But I got a quick question. So of all the stories you guys did together, tell me from each one of you, what was probably the most rewarding story that you guys did together?
Well, my choice would have to be when we went fishing with Coach Osborne. I don't think anything topped that. I mean, we went to his private lake on his property in eastern Nebraska, and we spent the morning with him. And
you ever heard him talk so much?
I'll tell you why.
He and I are talking.
I learned
outdoors,
so much.
Fishing,
I learned so much from him, and just his background on how he started fishing, and it was from his uncle.
Dad.
His dad was away when he was growing up in Hastings during World War II. So he had his uncle who took him fishing and hunting all the time. It was kind of like his father while his dad was gone away during the war, and that's how he became such an outdoors person. But I learned so much on that.
And he didn't want us to leave. Why don't you stay? I'll give you a ride. If they need to go back, Rossi, stick around.
Yeah. But that was probably my greatest memory. Yeah. How about you?
I would have to say fishing, yeah. Hunting, it would have been the teammates' events that Guy Gray's dad coordinated, Jerry Gray, at the Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, when we had Scott Frost, Matt Davison, we had coach there, Tom Osborne. We had a lot of former Husker football standouts that were there. The governor came to the last couple of them. That sticks out to me in interviewing Scott Frost, who really doesn't do interviews personally, does he? He doesn't talk about what he does personally, does he?
No, and to kind of see Scott off the football field with his guard kind of down and just kind of
having fun.
You know, he just
shooting
loves
pheasants.
He loves this state. And he loves what this state is all about. And I remember the interview you did with him, and he just talked about...
Kept talking and talking.
Yeah.
Talking.
And just growing up in Nebraska with his dad, Larry, and how much they hunted. And he said, I always had a dog, you know, and now he still does it with Matt Davison. They go on hunting all the time. So, and, you know... Greg, I'm telling you, remember he said he couldn't see us during the fall to go out and do a hunting story? He's got some time now.
I've heard from him as of late, I'll tell you that he's going to have some time.
Yeah, he sure will.
Here we go.
Because the spring's a whole different story now.
And Guy, you were part of those hunts. What'd you think of those Hunt with the Huskers events for teammates?
Oh, I loved them. One, getting to meet, you know, all those Huskers from various teams, not only the national championship ones, but, you know, to talk with Coach Osborne. And we didn't talk football. That was probably one of the neater things. He asked me, you know, what I did and, you know, athletically what I did growing up there in Omaha and then in college. So, you know, he never talks about himself. He always asks questions of other people. Just one of the great traits, I think, of Coach Osborne. And Ross, I think I've got this right here, but wasn't your dad an OBGYN in Omaha?
You got it, Guy.
Guess what? He delivered me.
We brought you into the world, huh?
All right.
Yeah, my dad was a OBGYN. He did his residency at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. We moved out here from Salt Lake City. He was at the medical school in Utah, but my dad grew up in Rapid City. And he delivered 10,000 babies here in Omaha. Through the 16th.
You still have people that come up and tell
you. Oh, gosh.
That.
Let me tell you, I'm at the state basketball tournament one time, and Terrence Badgett wins in the semifinals, and I go out to interview him on the court after the game after a last-second shot, and he says, hey, your dad delivered me. And I go, that's great. Let's talk about
the winning
shot. but my dad's the most famous delivery he ever had was Andy Roddick. who was born in Omaha. And I got to tell you a quick story.
Tennis, baby.
My dad calls me. This is like in 2002. And he says, hey, we were going to have lunch. And he goes, hey, I just talked to ESPN. They interviewed me. And I said, why would ESPN want to interview you? And I just thought he was joking with me. And he goes, well, I don't think I ever told you this, but I delivered Andy Roddick. And I said, Dad, I'm a sportscaster. That would have been nice to know. But ESPN was doing one of these Sports Century documentaries about Andy Roddick. He had just won the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. And when he, during his delivery, the umbilical cord got wrapped around his neck during the surgery, and he wasn't breathing. So my dad did a medical procedure to save him. And it became like the first 10 minutes of a 60-minute documentary on ESPN. My dad's in they're interviewing him in the operating room at Clarkson Hospital and about the procedure and how they kind of saved his life. And the nurses nicknamed him Tiger. But great story, though. Like a year later, Andy came in for the Kansas State game, and he was on the sidelines with a hoodie over his head. And I came up to him and introduced myself, and he goes, oh, I know who you are. He goes, your dad delivered me. And I go, and I said, would you like to meet him again? And my dad was in the stands, and it was like an hour before kickoff. And I went up and got my dad. He was about 15 rows up on the West Stadium. And my dad came down, and my mom, and they talked to Andy Roddick for about a half an hour on the field. It was cool. I go, you want to meet Andy again, Dad?
Nice. Yeah.
It was
good
great.
Reason.
It was
He's
great.
He's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
now, Guy Gray, listen to this. I'll tell you about Guy because I know him. Guy's calling in from Houston, Texas. Guy Gray, fellow West Side Warrior.
Wow.
Guy Gray, listen, swimmer. Then, I think, if I'm not mistaken, scholarship and becomes a Horned Frog for TCU swimming.
Wow. Wow. It's those West Side swimmers.
West Side, baby.
Won a lot of state titles there.
Look at that.
I still do the Hall of Fame sports banquet.
Do,
so
yes.
We've honored a lot of swimmers through the years.
Hope you don't mind me bringing that up, Guy, because Guy was
fun.
A great athlete. He's a great swimmer.
Yeah, it was great. We won all 4 years when I was there. We won convincingly. So
what years were you at West Side, Guy?
We all have to do math.
81 to 85. I had to pause for a moment.
We all do, buddy.
Those were the glory years with the football,
they were.
Basketball, mm-hmm. All those years. Yeah. Yeah, they had some great athletic teams back in those days.
And Coach Krecklow, I believe Doug is still there, or maybe he just retired, but he's a phenomenal coach.
Doug retired as a teacher, but he's still the swim coach there at Westside and still doing
That's
a great
cool.
job.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Guy Gray, thank you very, very much for calling in and asking Rossi some questions.
You bet.
Well,
you guys
us.
Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right. Nice talking
Take
to you.
Take care in Texas.
Bye now.
All right, there he goes, and we'll go into another break, but when we return, phone lines are open. You can talk to Ross Jernstrom, special guest, 402-553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, Here's Greg Wagner.
We're outdoors with you, the Great Outdoor Radio Show here on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Club Boomer, and of course, the great country hits on the Big Dog, Fremont, Nebraska Radio, myboomerradio.com. Show being brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club near Brainerd, Nebraska. I'm going to get the quizzes on sooner than you know. And then Stoicich House of Sausage, Ken Stoicich and family at your service. Very special guest today, mentor of mine in the broadcast world, along with Neil Nelkin, is Ross Jernstrom. Longtime Channel 6 WWT sports director, won countless awards, dealt with me pretty much every Thursday night about 6-ish.
You've got 6:20.
And, you know, before we had to, you know, do the scripting because for the impaired, it was ad lib.
Every night was ad lib. We just ran
with
it.
Even with the script, it was ad lib.
But that's great television.
Yeah, with Cassie Crowe, Cassie's like, Greggy, what are you going to talk about? Tell me what are you going to say, Greg? I go, don't worry, we're not going to get in trouble with the FCC that I know.
No. But
we had fun. And with you, you know, we started with Murr and Webb's. And we used to shot it straight. Then it emerged into a fun thing. If you know Webb's, it's got to go crazy. But with you, it took a different turn. And what we would do is we would tie it into whatever outdoor topic. If it was going to be the opening day of the firearm deer season, you know, I'm tying it in probably to Elkhorn Antlers football, aren't I? That's how we did it.
You said, what's the big story this week? And, of course, Greg had these hilarious hats.
Homemade props by my staff.
Yes, and you would come in with the every time you walked into the studio, the anchors would say, what's Greg wearing today? And yep. I go, just wait when he comes in the studio.
I used the Ralston Ram, the Ram mascot.
Yeah.
Remember that? I had that. Went to my hometown, Gretna Dragons. I can't remember what I used for that.
But you dressed up. I remember you dressed up as a soldier because something was happening.
Fort Atkinson, State Historical Park, living history.
I mean, you looked like a Minuteman the way you walked in there.
I remember John Nicely saying, are you sweating bullets? I go, I'm beyond the bullets right now in the wool uniform. Oh, yeah.
But that was your trademark. Exactly. Every week, people would wonder, what kind of hat does Greg have on this week? But nothing will beat your hat with the worms.
And, you know, I'll speak for the outdoor crowd that's listening and even beyond in that we were the only game in town for outdoor news and information. No one else did outdoors.
Well,
they did not.
It was something that there was an audience there. And
outdoors is big in Nebraska. We know that with events.
Well, but I mean, even when we would go out to see sports figures, it would almost it was almost like a magnet. They would say, hey, you're the outdoor guy. And they would
Johnny Rogers told me that in Hy-Vee just this last week.
Yeah, you'd see people.
Hey, outdoor guy, Greg A.
Yes, but I mean, even when Scott Frost was hired and we went out to talk to him, it was just like, you know, are you going to make fun of me, Greg? You know, and Greg, of course.
Remember what Tom Osborne said.
Oh.
Osborne said, you know, he's chewing his gum. You know, Nancy likes all those hats and those calls and things. I don't know about you, Greg. I sometimes worry about you a little bit, but I think it's all good and you're drawing attention.
Yeah.
That was Coach, wasn't it?
Well, he loved the outdoors, but I got to tell you a quick story about when we went fishing with Coach Osborne.
Oh, geez.
I had emailed Coach, and this is after he was, I think he had just retired as athletic director. And I said, you know, we're trying to promote the outdoors. Greg and I'd like
fishing.
To go out fishing with you, and if we could do a story. So Coach said, I'll meet you in this town.
Valparaiso.
Just north of Lincoln.
Yeah, where the farmers were gathered.
We don't want to give away where his farm is. So
that's
people.
Right.
So we meet him there, and he goes, just follow me down the highway here to my place, and we'll go to this lake that I have on my property. Well, Coach gets on the highway, and if anybody thought that the coach wasn't a slow driver, it was me. I tell you what, he just rambled down that highway, and then all of a sudden, there's no road. He just pulls off down a hill, no road, just through this grassy area. And then we start driving through the pine trees.
Off-roading.
And
we drove through the woods. We drove through the prairie, didn't we?
I go, where is Coach taking us?
I think I just said, be quiet and follow.
And probably 3 or 4 miles, we drive up through these woods. There's no road at all. And then we come upon this beautiful lake with trees and pine trees all around it. It was a beautiful sunny morning. And he stops and goes, this is my lake. And
we caught fish, didn't we?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if he had stocked it the night before, but we were just putting the poles and the lines in the water.
Bang, bang.
Yep. And they were coming out like crazy. But I'll tell you what, it was one of those big thrills to get Coach just alone for that.
What you're not telling them was the WWT6 vehicle. Is it had rained the night before. It was a little greasy and sloppy.
Well, the road... We had to get out of there.
It was real hilly. It's real in the Bohemian Alps.
Get up on the highway was about probably about 15, 20 feet embankment we had to drive up. And I go, gosh, if I drive up there, somebody's just going to hit us off the highway. And I gunned it up the embankment. We made it up there, but gosh, it was...
I remember looking at the vans, not seeing any wrapped logos, the station.
The thing was so muddy. I brought it back to the station. I said, I've got to get this washed.
Yep. Because Amy Adams sees this, we're all in deep doo-doo.
That's right. And I immediately took it to the car wash that afternoon. Well. But it was
But we cleaned it. There you go. Let's have some fun with this audience. Let's do a little Great Outdoor Trivia, round number one. And I'm going to play for a big packet of Nebraska outdoor sports information, fishing, boating, state parks, and hunting. We'll send it to you for your late summer, early fall outdoor adventures. Trivia question for eight straight years. Prior to the pandemic, Game and Parks and Channel 6 TV in Omaha teamed up to offer a special family-oriented event in the summer. Can you name this wildly popular, which it was, special event that was initiated by Ross Jernstrom? Maybe you and your family took part in it. Rossi, do we give any hints on what the name of this event was? Should we give any hints or not?
We could call it... where you would take your son or daughter.
Ah, okay. 402-553-1490. First caller that gets it right wins the packet. 402-553-1490.
This is the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that can host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Welcome back to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with me, Greg Wagner, and Ross Jernstrom, special guest on Omaha's Boomer Radio Network, Fremont's Big Dog Country Radio Stations, myboomerradio.com. Neil Nelkin there, Nick Burris in the background, and we're reminiscing about various outdoor excursions, outdoor reports, talking with Ross Jernstrom. Phone lines are open for you to chat with Rossi, 402-553-1490. We've had no calls for some reason on Great Outdoor Trivia for 8 straight years prior to the pandemic. Game and Parks and Channel 6 Television in Omaha teamed up to offer a special family-oriented event in the summer. What was the name of this very popular event? And Rossi, you gave a hint. I'm going to throw another one out. Think fishing. These were held in the evenings, July generally, mid-July, Rossi?
Absolutely.
Early mid-July.
Yeah.
At Halleck Park Pond and Papillion, Zerinsky Lake in West Omaha. We did one there. And
what do they get if they win and they call in?
They get this big packet of stuff that'll get them squared away for fishing, boating, state parks, and hunting. Hunting coming up.
Oh, my gosh. And what's that number again?
402-553-1490. Call in. Tell us what the name of this event was. So much fun. So big of crowds. Well, we've had a caller. Swing and a miss, Rossi.
Okay.
Right one. Neil, what was the guess on that? Live radio. Here he is. He's
catfishing nights.
Oh, not catfishing. They caught catfish.
No, it was something the Game and Parks sponsored every Wednesday through the summer.
Yeah.
And we would have moms and dads bring their kids.
Grandparents, aunts and uncles.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle? Nieces, nephews. Last name, Kyle? Crazy. Fun. We might have a winner here. Speaking with Ross Jernstrom again, kind of reminiscing. Great Outdoor Radio Show. What else would you want to tell people about the outdoor reports that we did for years?
You know what? When we would have, several on-air personalities, and they were not, they were from big cities, and they never had hunted or fished in Nebraska. And I remember one time we had a meteorologist, our weekend meteorologist, Caitlin Roth.
Oh, Caitlin.
And Caitlin's in...
from Pennsylvania.
She went to Penn State, went to Philadelphia. Now she's the meteorologist in Washington, D.C. But we took Caitlin out fishing. She'd never done it in her life. And we went out there.
I remember her saying, Greg, I'm a Quaker, Greg. I'm not fish, Greg.
But she caught a fish. And the joy that she had.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she didn't know what to do with it once it was on the line.
She told me, get over here, you guys. Yeah, she had a lot of fun. And, of course, for decades, too, one of the biggest fishermen in the area was Jim Flowers. And Jim always, would help with prop detail or would chime in as well.
Well, Jim went on some trips with us.
Oh, yeah.
We went up to...
up on the Verdigris Creek.
Yeah, we went up to northeast Nebraska. And, God, I can remember one day we went to, three different places and did stories up there.
Yeah.
And...
trout.
We just
bass.
And Jim was a great fisherman. And
funny.
Jim ended up working in his last few years before he retired.
Went to KMTV.
Mm-hmm. After KMTV, he went over and worked at Bass Pro.
He did. I told him, I know Barb. I do know your wife. I need to talk to Barb because I know what you're doing. There's no paycheck. You're taking it out in trade at the end of your shift. And he goes, don't talk to Barb. He was laughing. Jim Flowers. Maybe Jim will call in. We have a winner on trivia. He's on the line. I know this fella. The question... 8 straight years, Game and Parks Channel 6 teamed up to offer a special family-oriented event in the summer. What was it? It's Kyle Simpson, a good buddy of mine. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Greg. How are you guys today?
Good, good. What was the name of that event we had for so long that drew such big crowds?
It's so easy. I can't believe somebody didn't call. I waited so long, I finally had to call. Family Fishing Nights.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Family Fishing Nights. Good job.
Yeah, we got a winner.
Kyle Simpson of Elkhorn, good friend. I've hunted with Kyle.
Well, he's
great
got,
waterfowler.
He's got plenty of new stuff now.
Yeah. Well, get him all this stuff. So
maybe something for my grandson.
I love having the grandkids in the background there. That's great. Kyle's a big time fisherman, cat fisherman.
Well,
big time hunter as well.
Those family fishing nights were great, and it was a great introduction for kids to learn how to fish. And Greg, your guys with the Game and Parks, there were so many volunteers that they had out there to help kids line their poles, get the bait. And,
volunteers, salt of the earth.
But, I mean, that was a great way. It was all free.
Yep.
And, it's too bad because of the COVID you didn't do it this summer.
We had Dutch oven cooking at the last couple of ones. Free.
But the thing is, we just said show up And you guys probably
we had all the stuff. Show up.
You probably had 200 to 300 fishing poles out for kids to go out there and do it. And
yes.
I can remember one of our last visits out at Zirinsky Lake. There was a. It wasn't a kid. It was a woman, probably in her 70s, and she said, "I've never done this. I've never. I've had so much fun out here today, just doing this,
catching fish, catching bluegill."
But it was not just the young kids; it was the older people too.
Yep. Kyle, anything to add about the great outdoors from an outdoor expert like you?
You guys do a great job. I can't think next year. I'm hoping that you can restart this family fishing nights, right?
Yep, that's the plan. We'll see. We'll get KTV involved. So
I'm enjoying your show. I'll get off and just listen to you guys. Everybody else is enjoying it as well, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you sooner than later. Kyle Simpson of Elkhorn.
We've been talking like this for years. It's just a conversation that's going over the radio.
That's right. Exactly. And Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two. Neil, should we do that now? Let's do that now. All right, here we go. The question now is the audience paying attention? Class, as Mrs. Sternstrom would say, are you paying attention? Great Outdoor Trivia, round number two, the same big packet of stuff. Looking back, we have mentioned the two most popular, really, interviews done by Rossi and I for the Weekly Outdoor Report on Channel 6 featured one prominent person with fishing, we've mentioned him, and the other one with hunting. Can you name these two notable people for us? We've mentioned them. Have you been listening? First caller that gets it right wins the prize pack. We'll send it to you. 402-553-1490. 553-1490.
You're listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show with Greg Wagner.
Just a few miles west of Omaha is the sleepy town of Brainerd, Nebraska, home to the Oak Creek Sporting Club. At Oak Creek Sporting Club, you find a great location for shooting clay, trap, or skeet. A huge clubhouse that could host everything from a family get-together, corporate outing, or a gathering of old military buddies. Even guided hunting outings. Click oak-creek-club.com for all the details, and then start making plans to join your family or friends. Oak Creek Club, just a few miles west of Omaha in Brainerd, Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ken Stoizis with your morning grill tip. Gas or charcoal, what's best? Well, gas is convenient, no waiting around to start cooking, and it gives you a wide range of temperatures that's easy to maintain. Charcoal, on the other hand, will give you a range of heat that's almost an art form to maintain. It gives you better options of adding flavors. Who doesn't love that smoky charcoal flavor? Or you can add cherry, hickory, or applewood to the fire for a different taste. Me, I'm partial to charcoal, but you can choose whatever you like best. I'm Ken Stoizis for the House of Sausage on 24th and Bancroft and 130th and Arbor.
The Great Outdoor Radio Show continues. Once again, here's Greg Wagner.
Boomer, Big Dog, MyBoomerRadio.com podcast coming up right after the show if you haven't caught it. Appreciate you listening. And we have a winner, Ross Jernstrom, special guest. And do we have the winner on the line? We do. With me, Greg Wagner. Here we go. Let's go right to the line. The question that we tossed out. The two most popular interviews done by Ross Jernstrom and I for the Weekly Outdoor Report on Channel 6 featured one prominent person fishing, the other one hunting. We mentioned them. Can you name them back for us? And we go to line number one.
Amy.
Amy is on the line. Amy Smith. Good morning, Amy.
Hi.
Thank you for listening.
Good morning.
Thank you for listening. All right. Who did we mention with fishing?
Tom Osborne.
All right. And hunting?
Scott Frost.
There you go. Oh, ding, 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 ding. Good
way
job.
To go, Amy.
Good job.
Ding, ding, ding.
Good job. Any questions,
thank
comments
you.
For Ross Jernstrom? Here he is.
Oh, just really enjoyed watching him over the years and definitely will miss him. But no, always look forward to his show and I think he had a great run.
Oh, thank you, Amy, very much. That's nice to hear.
Yes,
appreciate
it is.
That.
Thank you very much. And we've got your particulars. We'll send you all the information. Thanks for listening to Boomer and Big Dog.
Oh, thanks, you guys.
Have a good weekend.
Have a great day.
You too.
You know, when we also did those hunting things out in Brainerd, it was not just Scott that we would interview and hunt. And let me tell you, Scott is quite the marksman as a hunter.
He looks like he could step on the field. He's in great shape.
But I'm telling
you. Runs with the team.
I mean, those birds were up in the air, and it wasn't 1 or 2 seconds. They were down on the ground.
Matt Davison had the best line. He looked over to me, and he goes, he should be good with hand-eye coordination. He was the quarterback. I'll never forget that.
And they connected on one pretty good touchdown down in Columbia, Missouri.
Yes, that we all will never forget.
Yeah.
Against the Tigers.
But Kurt Tomasevich.
What a gentleman.
The bobsledder, gold medal bobsledder. He was out there. Great outdoors.
Rob Zadiska.
MD. And you know what he loved about that event, the Husker team?
He's wandered around talking to everybody, reminiscing.
But he said, I just love this event because we had so many Huskers from around the country who come back for this in March, not only for Tom's teammate programs, but just to see old faces and everything that the Huskers.
My good friend Aaron Graham always was there.
Oh, yeah.
Center for Scotty.
Yeah, you know, it's just see these.
It's fun to hear him
talk. It's cool to see these guys.
Billy LaFleur, the punter that they gave terrible flack to. He goes, they remember not my good punts, all the bad ones. But the Shanks.
I couldn't believe how good some of these guys were. And the governor.
They all look in good shape. The governor.
Oh, my gosh. You want to talk about a guy who's experienced. And, I mean, he's serious about this stuff. And
good shot, too. Governor Pete Ricketts.
Man, yep. I remember we were taking some video of him, and he was just locked in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loving it. Now, I'm going to tease something. Here on Boomer, perhaps on the Big Dog, there might be something coming up with you and a few other notable sports people.
Well, there's a chance that we're going to be here on the radio, here on Boomer Radio, later this month. And some familiar names who covered Husker football through the years on the road. Dave Weber, Merlin Klaus, Mike McKnight. We traveled all around to all the bowl games. Greg, I went to 25 bowl games over my career.
Really?
Yeah, and all the ones, not too many the last few years.
I didn't go to any.
Not too many.
I got to Memorial Stadium. I shouldn't complain.
Not too many the last few years, but, you know, those road trips were something else, and we've got plenty of stories to tell
about
those. Oh,
yes, you all do.
Yes, we do.
Many that I've heard that you will tell.
Well, and, of course, the one that everyone remembers was the night in Miami, New Year's night.
Oh, yeah.
NBC was covering the Orange Bowl, and we went on after Tom won his first national championship. We were live there until 2 a.m. They turned the lights out. We interviewed 27 players and coaches.
Wow.
And then also Nancy Osborne, Bill Byrne, Bob Devaney.
Mm.
And then at about 2 a.m., Tom came out of the locker room. And Dave did an interview with him. But it was one of those nights that people in Nebraska will always remember. And the only reason we were the only station there live is because we were the only one that had a satellite truck at the time. And
I remember Jim Fagan, God rest his soul, at 72nd and Dodge.
Yeah, and he was pushing
the interview when the Channel 6 vehicle was being rocked.
But I was in charge of the organizing the production and everything down there in Miami. And I said, you know, if Nebraska beats Miami, they win the national championship. I go, we need to put a line from the truck all the way to the Nebraska locker room. And that's what we did. We were just a few yards away. And I'll never forget, there was a security guard and around our camera. And I paid the guy a few dollars and said, hey, guard this camera. We're live back to Omaha. Do everything you had, because it was chaos down there on the field.
Perfectly wrapping things up with that great story there. Yeah. So I'd stay tuned here. Keep listening to Boomer and Big Dog as well. And maybe an announcement coming sooner than you know. Ross Drewstrom and Company. So thank you, buddy.
Hey,
thanks,
Greg,
for being here. Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you like a brother that you are.
Great years together. I always enjoyed it.
Oh, big time. We'll have you on again.
Okay,
we'll
sounds good.
If you'll stick around. We'll really get into some crazy things. So, all right. Thank you all for listening to the Great Outdoor Radio Show on Boomer and Big Dog. Brought to you by Oak Creek Sporting Club and Stoitzer Chow's and Sausage. 1 week from today, the lure maker, Irwin Bridgeford. He's colorful. Don't miss him. Thank you all for listening. Have a great, safe weekend in the great outdoors. I'm Greg Wagner.
Happy trails to you. till we meet again.